The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee and to the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see you all now on this, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And now we see our Lord leaving Tyre, that whole region, which is kind of, if you could, I don't know, if you have a picture in your head of Jerusalem and, you know, Israel and all that stuff. The district of Tyre is kind of by the Sea of Galilee up in the north. And so now Jesus is going northeast away from there into a very heavily populated area with lots of Gentiles to the Decapolis. And so he goes there and he finds this man who has a speech impediment and can't hear. And the remarkable thing that I want us to really focus on this afternoon about this whole incident is just how physical our Lord gets with this man. You know, our Lord could just snap his fingers, right? You'll understand that, right? He could snap his fingers, he'll be fine. And in fact, in other places in the gospel, Jesus just wills something and it happens, right? Think of the time when the centurion came to Jesus and asked Jesus to cure his servant back at home, right? After Jesus decided that, yes, I'm going to heal your servant, it happened, right? He didn't actually have to go all the way over there and be in the person's presence to heal him. He just wills it. So Jesus is certainly capable at this moment to just, you know, just will it, and this man's speech impediment would be removed, and his ears would be open, and he would be able to hear just like everybody else. So he certainly could do that. But the thing is, this man is from the district of the Decapolis in that area. And in that region, there's lots of Gentiles. And for them, God is in the environment. God is very much a part of the environment. He's very much part of the land, of the sky, of the trees. And so they kind of have a very earthy image of what the divine is all about. And Jesus knows this. He knows this. He knows this about him. He knows this about their people. And so he enters into this context. And instead of just doing something that would be completely beyond their understanding, he does something that's very near and dear to them. He puts his fingers in the man's ears, he spits and touches his tongue, doing something very earthly, very physical, and he's healed. And so now this man is able to connect the divine with Jesus. He's able to understand that this man who is now touching my ears and my tongue is not just any ordinary man. He's divine. He's God among us. And indeed, later on, the rest of the people proclaim it. He has done all things well. He makes deaf hear, and then you speak. They recognize this. They understand it. Our Lord, in other words, comes to meet us where we're at. He understands that we're broken, huh? Amen?
Amen.
We're broken. We're sinful. And let's be honest, we're addicted to sin sometimes, huh? Amen? If we're honest. We keep on doing the same old things, and yet our Lord keeps coming to us, and he comes to us in a way that we can understand it, in a way that we can receive him most beneficially. And above all, he comes to us in the Eucharist. I mean, what's more human than bread, huh? I mean, I can think of a lot of maybe other human things, but bread is about as human as it gets. And what's more human besides bread than wine, right? It's almost as old as civilization itself, bread and wine, the most human of elements. And our Lord comes to us in that context. And he comes and he reaches us where we're at. Now, that leaves us in a position to respond. This man responded favorably. He received the Lord's invitation to be healed. He believed, and he had his tongue unloosed, and his ears were able to hear. Whenever you were baptized, all those years ago, and I'm sure the vast majority of you were all baptized when you were infants, the priest or the deacon who baptized you during the baptismal rite did what's called the ephethra rite. This comes from this passage. And during this little passage, the priest takes his thumb and says the following words. It's one of my favorite parts of the whole baptismal rite. He takes his thumb and he blesses the ears of the small child and blesses the small child's, the infant's lips and says the following words. The Lord made the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. May he soon touch your ears to hear his word and your lips to proclaim his praises to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Each one of you had that done to you. Each one of you had your ears opened and your tongues loosed. And yet, week after week, month after month, year after year, we keep sinning, huh? Amen?
Amen.
And we wonder sometimes why we don't hear God's voice, huh? We wonder, how come when I pray, I don't hear God. When I'm quiet and I try to seek him, I don't hear him. And it's hard for me to find him in my life. Well, hey, when's the last time you went to confession? Oh, I don't know. Okay. Maybe perhaps we need to go get our ears cleaned out, huh? Amen? That's what confession's for. Maybe it's time we need to go in for a checkup and go see the divine physician to let him loose our tongues so that we can proclaim the glory of God the Father with confidence. I mean, think about it right now. I mean, let's just get real. Today, our opening hymn was page 918 in the hymnal. And as I was walking down the aisle and I was looking around, not a lot of people had their books open. Do y'all know the song by heart? Maybe. Maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you do. And I'm not getting mad. I'm not getting angry. You guys are adults. But here's the thing. If we can't praise God at church with other Christians, with other Catholics and our own family, this is our family, right? If we can't do it here, or we don't want to do it here, or we're scared to do it here, or we're embarrassed to do it here, or whatever excuse we come up with, and we don't do it, I find it very hard to believe we're going to do it anywhere else. Amen?
Amen.
Something to think about. And if we don't say the mass parts here, and we don't cry out and say to the Lord, have mercy on me, and we don't sing out the Gloria, and we don't lift up our hearts, and we don't say the words, and not just mouth the words, but really mean them, how in the world are we going to ever do anything meaningful in terms of praising our Lord outside of this safe place? And yet our Lord calls us to have our ears opened, to have our tongues loosed, to proclaim his praises. So today at this Mass, wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, whatever your fears are, whatever your level of embarrassment might be perhaps, wherever you are, today, as our Lord comes to us in a way in which we can understand, in a way in which we as human beings best receive physically. Today, let's come before our Lord and simply say, Lord, I no longer want to have my ears clogged up with sin. And I don't want to be embarrassed anymore. I don't want to be scared anymore. I want to proclaim your praises like this man must have. Right? It says here, the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. This man never stopped praising our Lord, day and night. Today at this Mass, let's ask our Lord also to unloose our tongues so that we can praise him more confidently and more courageously. Not just here where it's safe, but perhaps more adventurously outside, back in our jobs, in our workplaces, in our families. Today at this Mass, let us simply come before our Lord and recommit to let him heal us both physically and spiritually. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.